Imagine having access to the private thoughts of history's most powerful leaders, a Roman emperor, a former slave turned teacher, and a wealthy statesman. Their collective wisdom has quietly become the secret weapon for today's CEOs, professional athletes, and military commanders. Why does this ancient philosophy resonate so powerfully with modern achievers? Because Stoicism was never meant for ivory towers, but for the battlefield of daily life. It offers practical tools for maintaining inner peace amid external chaos. Contrary to popular belief, Stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions or maintaining a stiff upper lip. It's about transforming negative emotions into calm perspective. In our world of endless notifications and constant anxiety, these ancient practices offer something increasingly rare: the ability to distinguish between what we can and cannot control and the wisdom to know the difference. At its heart, Stoicism revolves around three powerful disciplines that form the foundation of a philosophical life. First comes perception, how we see and interpret the world. Events themselves are neutral. It's our judgments about them that cause suffering. By training ourselves to see things objectively rather than emotionally, we gain tremendous power over our responses. The second discipline is action, making decisions aligned with virtue and purpose. Living well means acting with justice, self-discipline, courage, and wisdom. This isn't abstract theory, but practical choices. How should I respond to this criticism? What's the right thing to do in this difficult situation? How can I fulfill my responsibilities with excellence? The third discipline is will, developing the wisdom to distinguish between what we can and cannot control. Peace comes from focusing our energy on what's within our power, our judgments and actions, while accepting with equanimity what isn't: external events, others' opinions, natural processes. What makes this approach so powerful is its practicality. You don't need to withdraw from society or adopt extreme behaviors. The most celebrated Stoics were active participants in public life, leaders who applied philosophy while engaged in the messiness of human affairs. The journey towards Stoic wisdom begins with clarity, seeing things as they truly are rather than as we wish or fear them to be. This means stripping away emotional reactions, cultural programming, and cognitive biases that cloud our perception. The most fundamental clarity comes from distinguishing between what we can control and what we can't. Some things are within our power, our judgments, desires, and actions, while others aren't, our bodies, possessions, reputations. By focusing exclusively on what we can control, we eliminate needless suffering and gain tremendous power over our inner state. This clarity extends to our priorities as well. Have you ever noticed how much time gets wasted on things that ultimately don't matter? The Stoics urge us to be ruthless to the things that don't matter, to decline distractions, unnecessary obligations, and time-consuming emotions like anger or jealousy. Perhaps most importantly, clarity requires honest self-examination. Marcus Aurelius began each day asking himself challenging questions about his character. Seneca ended each day by reviewing his actions and areas for improvement. This practice of self-scrutiny, writing down our reflections and unflinchingly assessing our progress, creates a feedback loop that accelerates growth. Contrary to popular belief, Stoicism doesn't advocate suppressing emotions, but understanding their true causes. Emotions arise not from external events, but from our judgments about those events. By examining these judgments, we gain tremendous power over our emotional lives. When anger arises, the Stoic asks, "What assumption am I making that's causing this reaction? Am I expecting perfection in an imperfect world? Am I forgetting that I too have made similar mistakes?" This questioning often reveals that our anger stems from unrealistic expectations. The Stoics were particularly concerned with anger because they saw how destructive it could be. As Seneca observed, anger never solves anything, but usually makes things worse. Many claim anger fueled their achievements. The desire to prove them all wrong has made many millionaires. but this view is short-sighted, ignoring the pollution produced and the wear on the engine. Fear, too, requires philosophical management. Have you ever noticed how most things we worry about never happen? The Stoics practiced negative visualization, deliberately imagining worst-case scenarios, not to induce anxiety, but to diminish it. By mentally rehearsing potential hardships, we realize most fears are overblown, and even genuine misfortunes are manageable. For the Stoics, philosophy meant practical daily exercises, not abstract theories. One key practice is testing impressions, examining our reactions before acting. When facing adversity, we pause to question, is this truly negative? Is it within my control? What virtue could this moment require? This awareness extends to our social circle as we tend to mirror those around us. The Stoics knew we absorb others' attitudes and behaviors, making conscious choices about our companions essential for personal growth. In today's world of constant notifications and distractions, protecting our attention is crucial. Important work requires focused concentration without interruption. Most importantly, awareness reveals that our emotional responses stem from our own judgments, not external events. Though we often blame outside circumstances for our frustrations, these reactions are our responsibility alone. Life presents challenges ranging from minor annoyances to major crises. The Stoics developed timeless approaches to problem solving that remain effective today. They advised addressing problems early, before they become unmanageable. Like rivers that are easiest to cross at their source, small issues can grow into major problems when ignored. When facing overwhelming situations, focus solely on the present moment, one step at a time, rather than letting the full scope paralyze you. Like a tightrope walker who doesn't look down, we perform better by filtering out distractions. Marcus Aurelius taught that obstacles themselves become opportunities. The impediment to action advances action, he wrote. What stands in the way becomes the way. When plans go awry, we can transform obstacles into chances to practice virtues, using delays to build patience, mistakes to teach, injuries to practice forgiveness, and difficulties to develop strength. Stoicism teaches us the art of living well and dying well. As Seneca noted, it is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste a lot of it. Recognizing our limited time naturally leads us to prioritize meaningful pursuits over trivial distractions. The Stoics believe that how we face death reflects our character. Living according to our values and developing virtue allows us to face our end with tranquility rather than regret. This philosophy isn't about achieving perfection, but continuous progress. The Stoics began each day striving to improve, embodying their core principle, not perfection, but progress, not arrival, but journey. In our modern world of distraction and anxiety, these ancient principles offer valuable guidance. By examining our judgments, focusing on what we can control, and fulfilling our duties with excellence, we develop the resilience to flourish amid life's challenges.